Hi, this is Dr. Antonio Webb, and I am an orthopedic surgeon out in San Antonio, Texas. I am very excited to be a part of the Take a Loved One to the Doctor. Growing up in Shreveport, Louisiana, where healthcare and preventative medicine was essentially non-existent, I always told myself that once I become a doctor, that I would try to be a voice for my community and try to encourage others to do the same and live a healthy lifestyle. First, I think preventative medicine is the best medicine. I've seen all too often where patients come into the hospital and their blood pressure is high, their diabetes is out of control, or their cholesterol is high. What most people don't understand is by that time, the effects have already been done. A lot of the complications from these diseases can be irreversible. High blood pressure is the leading cause of heart disease, kidney disease, and can lead to other complications such as eye disease. Preventative medicine, I would suggest, is the best way to prevent this. And what that means is living a healthy lifestyle, taking a charge of your diet, and exercising. You can take small steps because a healthy lifestyle is a marathon, not a race. Instead of taking the elevators at work, I would suggest that you take the stairs one of those times. If you take the elevators 10 times a day, the first couple times of starting off, just take the stairs. Or if you're going to the grocery store or to the mall, park in the back of the parking lot. Those extra steps can add up and lead to dramatic changes in your health. Avoid frozen foods, canned foods, fast foods. I know it's too hard. I actually do the same. Everyone does it. I would suggest just doing it in moderation. For me personally, I give myself one cheat meal a week, and sometimes I might go outside of that, but that's what I at least strive for. Secondly, I recommend taking charge of your health. Before you go to your doctor's appointment, review your doctor's profile. I think a healthy relationship is the best relationship between the patient and the provider. What you can do is ask for pamphlets, so you can ask for handouts, you can ask for different websites, so you can take charge of your health and learn about your disease process. Everyone pretty much has smartphones these days, and everyone's on the internet, so just take the extra minutes, instead of going on Facebook, Instagram, or ESPN, take the extra minutes and review your medical condition and learn about it and see how you can improve on that in the future. Lastly, I would recommend staying positive and having a positive outlook on life. Studies have shown that having a positive outlook on life allows you to live longer and stay stronger. Next week, the topic is beauty and health, where the discussion will revolve around how your illnesses can affect how you appear to be externally. I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you, and God bless.